Thank you, Lord. Has anybody got anything they would like to share, any testimony they would like to share of how good God has been to them, of something God has done in your life that you want to give him thanks for? Thank you, Ajit Dharma's got something to praise God for. Amen. It's good. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is good, Dharma. His eye is always on us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank God for being alive today. Traveled to London on Friday and came back today without any accident or any problem, really. While I was there, in my community ahead, there is someone who died simply because when he drank water, it went in a tunnel that it was not meant to go. So the simple fact of drinking water and that water went to a wrong place in the body caused his death. So, and then I start thinking about my life, how sometimes I take many things for granted. I go to bed effortlessly, and I woke up in the morning, it become like a habit. And whenever I go to bed, I know that in the morning I will wake up. But I don't know all the mysteries, everything that goes on in my body and what happened. So it reminded me when I was in Africa, my nephew's friend, he was only 11. He died when he was playing at school. He fell down and he had a small cut somewhere there. His father is one of the well-respectable doctors in Rwanda there. It took 4 days only and the child died. And the cause was the gems that we carry on our body, one of them is deadly. If you have a small cut and it goes in, you are gone. And that's what killed that 11 years old boy. And I looked back when I was a child, how many times I fell down, all the cuts, even now when I'm scratching myself. But the Lord's protection is over my life, over our lives. To reach the age that I have today, it's only by grace. It's only by grace. So I thank God that I went and came back alive. Praise the Lord.
God is really faithful. I think we can all look back and think, but for the grace of God, there go I. And you see his hand on your life. I see it so many times. So many stupid things we do sometimes. But God is there to catch us and to sort it for us. And he's a faithful God.